Out of Bounds, Triple M.
We're going to divert away from football. We're going to get into the world of netball, which here in the Southwest is quite popular amongst, obviously, the football codes because the netball teams that have happened through there. But also, of course, we have a team represented in the WA Netball League, the Southwest Jets, who were under 18 champs, I think, a couple of seasons ago as well. So there's some good talent in this team. And we're going to talk to one of the players that's starting to take not just the Southwest, but WA by storm throughout her younger years and still doing it right now.
Very talented young netballer, this young lady, Riley Cullinane. Did I get that right?
Yes.
That's all right. That. Southwest Jet. I just had to pause for a little bit. How are you, Riley?
I'm good.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, tonight's your first game at the Eaton Rec Centre. 7:30 p.m. is going to be the first centre pass. Excited for the season to come?
Yes, I am. It's going to be a really good season. We had a practice year last year with a younger Jets league side, but this year's looking really good. We've got all of our 10 players healthy and fit and ready to go, so they're looking good for a strong season.
Now, I was reading a bit where you haven't quite got the squad together for a lot of times. Is that going to be a major problem?
No, I don't think so. We're all keep in touch. We did have our first session on Tuesday night where we had all 10 of our league team there, which was pretty exciting to have us all playing on the court together. But yeah, we all keep in touch and we all keep pretty fit and play lots of extra netball outside Jets. So I don't think it will be a problem. I think it will just be exciting to see what we pull together tomorrow night.
And a nice blend of youth and experience.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of our players are under 18 still. So we've only got, especially in the league team, only got three or four over 18 players. So we've got a young side, but we're all really experienced and we've got some older mentors that have played before, which will be really good to have in the team.
Speaking of experience, let's run back to your experience. I see a few state gigs there. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on your netball background?
Yeah.
You can say superstar at any point, by the way, because we're happy
to boost
yourself up any time on this show.
So I played in the under-12 and captained the under-12 state team when I was, 12. and then I played under-15 netball for 2 years and captained one of the teams, and we won the gold medal for one of those years. I've played 2 years in the under-17 state side and then just recently gone away with them and captained them. And I've made the under-15 Australian team and captained that side, and just got offered a WAIS scholarship just the other week. So
fantastic.
Be training with the Western Australian Institute of Sport for the next year, which will be really exciting.
Congratulations.
What's interesting is that Craney was going to burst in about three or four times there, but because you were listing off all the highlights that you've had, he's like, oh, okay, I better shut up then. Because, like I said, very good career highlights reel already.
Yeah.
Obviously, the netball competition, not just obviously for the state, but now the national competition, super netball, sort of growing and growing every single year, it's now a viable option down the track to actually be quite professional in netball. Do you see that as your sort of, future in the next 5-6 years?
Yeah, I guess a lot of us are hoping for that kind of future. And it's not something that's like a far fetch either. We have a really good pathway through netball, especially from the Southwest leading up to the Perth leagues. But the pathway is pretty strong, and it's just really exciting to see that netball's grown this much and will continue to grow and be an option for us in the future. So yeah, I do hope that I get to make that level eventually if I work hard enough. So yeah.
So how do you get into that level? Is it like a draft system, like as a football draft system? Do clubs come and talk to you, or what's the progress?
So basically we start with the Western Australian Institute of Sport. So we're training with some of the FIVA team for the WA side. And then eventually that the opportunity arises to become a training partner for the team, so you'll be able to train with the West Coast FIVA. And when older players move out or senior players move out or get selected for other teams, the coach will obviously be in contact with whoever they want for the next season. So a drafting process, and we've had a few WA girls go over east and start playing for the Suncourt teams over there. So it's exciting, and there's a lot of opportunity there.
So heading back to the local league, I believe you play for the Busso Magpies.
Yes, I do.
Can you combine that with your Southwest Jets, or does the Southwest Jets take you away from that level?
Yeah, at the moment I'm making it work, and a lot of us are. There's a few girls, well, all the girls in our Southwest Jets team also play for a footy league team. So we get to, most of our Jets games are on Friday nights, so we are allowed to play, if we're feeling up to it, the next day on Saturday or Sunday for footy netball, which is really good.
I reckon it's a terrific idea. Now, you're sitting 3 from 6, I think, with the Busso?
Yes, we are.
What's the move from here? Straight to the top?
Well, I don't know. Last year we took a while. We didn't really rise up until finals came around, but I guess we'll just take it 1 week at a time. It's going to be a close competition.
Oh, I like that year. 1 week at a time,
yeah,
Riley.
Yeah, no, here we go.
Future coach. Can't think too far ahead.
You're getting those sort of things. Is it mum that's coaching? Is that right?
Yeah, mum's my coach for the Southwest Jets team and the Buffalo Magpies team.
Yes. So you'll be getting those lines pretty nicely, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's where I get them from.
In terms of the schedule, because, you know, as much as you'd love to be able to play all your home games at Eton, that's not the case. I think there's probably only, maybe 3 or 4 games that you play, I think, in Eton, and then the rest of it you're on the road. So it's constantly going to Perth and having to play there. That's obviously takes a little bit out of those that travel, but, you know, you do have some Perth players inside the team. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a few girls from the Perth area in our reserves and league team. So I think at the moment there's only 3. We did have a few more last year, but they travelled down as a group. It does take a toll for the rest of us that we do make this the trip to Perth each week or most weeks. But it's exciting when we have a home game, and especially for the first game of the season.
So what's the furthest distance you travel heading to Perth?
Mostly we only have to travel to, the furthest we go is probably Northam, but the rest of our games are always at the State Netball Centre, so it's only like 2 hours and 20 minutes or so, which isn't too bad.
So what is the goal for this season? Have you guys actually set, you know, we'd like to be able to make the finals? Is that sort of the goal at the moment?
Yeah, I guess so. The crazy thing is with this season is that nobody knows who's in what team or how the teams have been split this year or who's shuffled around from each club. So I guess, like I said before, we're taking it each week and just seeing how it goes with each of the teams. Finals is definitely a hope, and we're looking towards that and just building our club year by year. So last year we just wanted to make sure that we rocked up at every game and gave it our all. But this year we're looking to win a few and get on the board. So hopefully it will be finals bound this year,
And does a coach ever come in and give you blokes a big spray?
Give you blokes a spray?
Ladies, sorry, a spray?
What are we doing here, Grady?
Does she ever come in and go, okay, this is not happening?
No, mum is a pretty positive person, so she...
Like Craney then, obviously.
Even last year we were...
You didn't have to agree, Riley.
Well, I did.
Good
Yeah, so even last year we had a few games lost by 20 or more, and mum would just always come in and just find something exciting and happy to tell us about the game. So, no matter what, I think that's just like the outlook on this season is that we remain positive and just work our butts off. 100%.
It's probably the best thing you can do with a young side like what you've got. I mean, obviously you've got under-18s and you've got the reserves as well, but it is such a young group that you guys have got. You've got to keep the positivity up there. You're not going to be winning every single game out there. You know it's going to be tough, but if you keep the positivity up, that is going to just
breed
confidence.
Oh, I'd expect every single game, wouldn't you, Rolly?
Well, exactly, yeah.
That's a plan.
That's a yes from what I can tell. Riley, we wish you the best of luck. We're really looking forward to sort of tracking your progress throughout the season, seeing how the team goes, because I know it's obviously going to be a big year for you ladies. We wish you the best of luck with the first game tonight. Get out there. 6 p.m. is when it all kicks off at the Eton Rec Centre, and the league game starts at 7:30. Go and cheer them on. Riley, thanks very much for joining us here
on
Out of Bounds.
Thank you so much for having me.
The local word on sport, Out of Bounds. Triple M.